Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. Come on now. I know that you're all cozy in your flannel or your wool blankets. The weather outside is frightful. It's exactly 6:30 a.m. Central Time. And you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners anywhere in the country around the world. Imagine, by click of a button, you're able to hear thousands of shows with millions of listeners. Discover what the world has to say. And I have to say, dobro jutro, bonjour, good morning. And dobro jutro in Croatian is good morning. Bonjour is great day. And then, of course, make it a great day. Now, come on, let's take our nice big cat stretch. Oh, No jumping out of bed, jump starting. You wouldn't do that to your car or your motorcycle or to anything. You just kind of linger there for a while and enjoy knowing that you're going to create your day. It's an inside job. To expect good and to be very definite in the mind that it is coming is to see it coming. Visualize. I love mental visualization. I plan my days the night before I go to bed. Oh, I release everything that was negative. You're bound to have negatives. You're bound to have a little friction. But does that stop you? You just learn from it. And you move on. So today, you're the landscaper of the next 24 hours. And if you're living in the now, this is all that you have, right this very minute. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. I welcome your calls. You know, we're all in this together. There is no separation. I know that there are many out there who believe that. Ah, that's such baloney. We're all created in the image of the higher power. But the beauty of it is that we all have free will to choose our thoughts, to choose our life. I had an interesting conversation meeting yesterday. A gal in her late 60s had quite potential to be a role model. And I asked a question. I said, "Who created your life?" And she started to give me a plethora of people and experiences that created her life. And I let her go on. And I said, when you pick up the mirror and you look in that mirror and you eyeball yourself, after you tell yourself how amazing you are, and how brilliantly talented you are, I want you to take responsibility for creating your life. And she started to interrupt with, oh no, I just simply didn't understand. I said, okay, what part of what I said don't you get? No matter what happened to you, no matter how much mud has been thrown at you, no matter how much you have succeeded in life, it was all through your choices. If you didn't choose to be part of the life that you are today, then you would be living an entirely different life. Now, doesn't that make sense? So after you have taken your nice big cat stretch, oh, it's still dark out, and oh, the weather is frightful in Chicagoland. Sidebar. Only in 1979 do I remember a big snowstorm. And I remember when I was in New York, I couldn't get home because of the airports all being shut down. But the Silver Fox and I were talking about it the other day. We can't remember winter starting so early with such a vengeance. Mother Earth isn't happy. Look at all the rage that is going on in the world. Sochi, Russia, February 7th, the Olympics. You know, I really don't know about that Putin. I would love to have a one-on-one conversation with him. I don't know about him. Now remember, you're listening to Live with Cavity on Blog Talk Radio, reaching listeners in any country in the world, and of course locally. Locally, nationally, and internationally. And I'm inviting you to call in. The guest call-in is 347-637-3789. And yes, I know the topic is the glamour of aging. But I asked you earlier, who do you think created your life? Now, there were many people that contributed to your creation. There were many episodes, good, bad, or indifferent, learning, even tragedies, are all in your life for you to learn. So how happy are you? I have no idea what your age is. Are you afraid of aging? And if you are, why? Because if you're not aging, you are pushing up daisies. You know, our world is so confused. It's really a screwed up world. When I think, oh, of the tragedies in our younger people, the shootings that are going on, it's absolutely heartbreaking. But I always see the light at the end of the tunnel. We all have lessons to learn, and I refuse to be an enabler. Oh, yes, and this lovely lady that I had a meeting with yesterday is, she could be the poster woman for being an enabler with her adult children. And the reason why that I could relate to it is that we all go through it. I'm acquainted with a very dear lady in pushing 90, still calls her 60-year-old son Bobby. And I don't know if she's still supporting him financially. He's in another part of the country. But she said, oh, poor Bubby lost his father when he was a little boy. Well, was he exclusive? You know, death is difficult. But don't you think it's time to let go, dear person? Time to let go? Oh, we'll talk about that a little bit later. I still want to give you my contact information. Email is kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Call in is 347-637-3789. And you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. CHIWATSONSPEAKS.com. Click on all of the buttons. And we'll talk about the books that I've authored. But click on video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the great themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. Imagine James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs and Shakespeare. Absolutely no one in the world has thought of pairing Shakespeare and soul songs. And if they have, I'd love to be introduced to them. Hey, Willie Shakes was quite a dude. I think it was in his 20s, and he married Anne Hathaway, who was in her 30s or something. What an interesting life he had, and it was laced with tragedy. Now, the running time on the video on my website is 17 minutes. You could really sink your teeth into what Roger and I are performing. And he's a great vocalist. Oh, wait till you hear his voice. 40 minutes. We are 3 decades apart, 3 and a half. I don't really know what his age is. So let's go 3. And the energy. I mean, we just resonate when we're on the stage. And then if you're thinking of having an international affair, local affair, I don't care what it is, private, business, corporation, I have a 4-minute CD, no, DVD, that will give you a flavor, a taste of the flavor of Timeless Rhythms, and our bags are packed. We'll travel the world. And we love performing. And you participate. We get you singing with us when we're closing the show. And you'll see us there. We hold our hands up high. Have we said too much? Oh, there's nothing more I could think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true. Call in 347-637-3789. And then if you want to speak with me up close and personal, call my landline, 847-882-8717. It'll be on my dime, or quarter, or whatever telephone calls are today, and I'll call you back. So dobro jutro. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Tuesday the 21st, I'm going to do a quick review of the shows. Do diets work? No, they don't. And I had this conversation with another gentleman who, was so excited about his new weight loss diet plan, and I said, stop right there. There's a psychological innuendo. The minute you say diet, everyone thinks of denial. Oh, they're going to take away my comfort food. Oh, they're going to take away my brownies. Oh, they're going to, no. And they absolutely, their bodies shut down. Now, they may, for the moment, subscribe to the diet. I'm going to do it. I am going to lose my 30 pounds. This is the year that I'm really going to be faithful to my goals and my intentions. Well, that usually lasts about 72 hours. We're talking about resolutions, too. Don't even bother with resolutions. They don't work because you're not going to do it. You will find a gazillion reasons why you're not going to do it. So I would prefer that the conversation be more acceptable. Oh, isn't it really, we have to think about healthy eating. And that's what weight loss is about. Healthy choices. You don't have to diet. Healthy choices in your food, in your drink, and of course, your exercise program. So on Wednesday, finding your way to fitness. Most people hate stair climbing. Oh, by the way, I don't know how this happened, but I think it was January 9th. That was the second annual Take the Stairs Day. And it simply flew by me. It just occurred to me last evening. So let's make today, January 24th, the Let's Take the Stairs second annual day of celebration. I don't know what country it was. They took the escalator and they added music to it. And they found, it was like a piano, and they found that more of the people that were coming to the shopping center were taking the escalator and the stairs. Oh, that was it. Not the escalator, it was the stairs. The stairs don't move, the escalator does. And they put music to every step, and they found more shoppers taking the stairs. Time for a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. Please check with your doctor before you embrace any exercise program. Exercise, fitness, aerobic activity. Activity, exercise, then fitness. It doesn't matter what you do. Just move your body. Now, what is the best exercise in the whole world? Do any of you know? Come on. What is the best exercise in the world? Now, it's in my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, at the end, but I'll tell you right now, it's the one you're going to do. Why would you start stairs if you hate climbing? The brain, the minute you have a toxic thought and it's stress, it releases toxins into your body. If the activity, fitness, or exercise, well, let's take fitness out because you have to go through the activity and the exercise program to become fit. Now, if you're not happy doing it, don't do it. Come on. Oh, it's starting to get light out. Oh, they're predicting more sub-sub-zero weather. Come on, really stretch. Doesn't that feel good? Plan your day. Is it going to take up? How about waking up 20 minutes earlier and doing some mild exercises in your home? High stepping while you're brushing your teeth. Do the breaststroke even while you're in bed. Do the Australian crawl. Thump your thymus. It's all in the book. So when you're finding your way to fitness, now log on January 22nd and 21st and today. Thursday's show, I was not on the air. I am doing that show on, wait a minute, let me get the calendar here. It is from couch potato to fitness. That's going to be on February 4th. You're the creator of your body. Look in the mirror. Do you like what you see? Every stage of your life can be glamorous and fun. It's all your choice. No one's doing it to you. You're doing it to yourself. So if you don't find the activity that you like, and perhaps you need a buddy system, I don't. Nope, nope, nope. I want... When the Silver Fox and I lived on the Gold Coast in Chicago and the lake was right there, the lakefront, we'd walk to our starting point. We'd shake hands and say, we'll see you at the restaurant. We had different styles of running, and he being testosterone was a stronger runner than I was. And I didn't want anyone cajoling me, hurry up, you're running. No, I'll run at my pace and you run at yours. And that's what we do today. Yeah, we'll go and work out at Prairie Stone today. There's at Hoffman Estates Park District, there's a big synchronized skating competition. And they're coming from all over the states. So they closed our fitness center down until Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Because there won't be any, parking will be impossible. But it also occurred to me that they didn't have to close down our gym because we might have taken a taxi. Well, anyway, it's done and over with. It's their gig, not mine. So you don't, when you're finding your way, sit quietly. You may need to go to a group. Or are you intimidated by all the hard bodies that you see at the gym? Oh, do you think that happened to them overnight? No, darlings, they took baby steps. It took years. Do you think that overnight I became a stair climber and I could tackle the Hancock 94 floors? No. It took baby steps 30 years ago. And I guess that's my claim to fame. Had I known that, I would have saved thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on all of the seminars, the teaching, and the classes that I took to study the power of the brain and life. Yeah, I would have done it anyway. Now, you do know that the shows are archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com /Kathy Watson and click on any of the dates. And you can hear the show. Let me tell you something right now. I want to do another, I digress for a moment. Radio is a powerful advertising tool, reaching out with frequency. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I like to think of it as a partnership. Do you want to be partners with me? You see, I don't know what your purpose is. I don't know what your product or your service is. Do you have a book? Do you have an invention? I don't know. But all I know is that I don't want you to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart, so I've made it affordable and fun. It is a 10-week contract. You have to call me, 847-882-8717, or email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And we talk about what it is that you want to share with the world, because you've been mandated to share with the world. And we're going to go into creating you, the authentic you. So together we compose, we develop your mini-mercial, heard 40 times, and then you're invited to co-host at least 2 shows. The first show, of course I'm going to guide you, no loose cannons, and you're going to hear yourself. And then we tweak whatever has to be tweaked. And then you do the second show. And you email the whole world and say, hallelujah, mazel tov. I was a co-host on Live with Kathy, the very popular show on Blog Talk Radio, reaching listeners in any country in the world. So call me at 847-882-8717. It shall be my pleasure. So today's show is Aging with Glamour. I remember when I was on the Oprah show. This goes back to 1996, Are You Afraid of Aging? And I was a guest on the show. Man, I sat there. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I won't go into it. That's another show unto itself. But are you ready for this? There was a gal who just turned 21, and she was in the audience with her mother and father, and she was crying. She was crying because she turned 21. I don't want to get old. I can't accept my birthday. I wanted to get up and shake her and say, well, if you can't celebrate 21, where would you be? I never listened to such, it was so idiotic. And I couldn't believe why she was given so much time. And then another lady, I did take the microphone away. Another lady in her 60s just wanted to, why do you change your voice? Wanted to know if it was okay for her to wear big hoop earrings. And I said, may I talk to this lady? She gave me the microphone, and I coined 2 phrases. I said, How do you feel when you wear those earrings? Oh, she said, I really feel great. I said, okay, I'm going to give you permission to wear them. Number one, never apologize for what you're wearing. Because no one really cares. They're more interested in what they are wearing. And did you like their outfit? And never waste an entrance or an exit. And I use the examples, being a speaker on international cruise ships, the captain always will host a party. And it's black tie. So the women are in the beauty salon all day, grooming, prepping, coiffing. And the guy gets dressed in his tuxedo, and they walk into the big dining room to be introduced to the captain to have their photo taken with them. And the guy walks in, and of course the female is always behind him. Why? I'll never know. And he stands there with his posture. Hey, here I am. Don't I look fabulous? See how handsome I am? He's demanding it. And the shrinking flower is hoping that no one looks at her. Oh, boy, did that ever give me fodder for my next presentation. And I talked to them about that. I said, well, why did you go? I saw you, all of you. There was a wait list to get into the beauty salon. You should have waltzed in like the Queen of Sheba. Because you did look absolutely glamorous. What are you apologizing for? Not the guys. Hey, I took out the time to bring the tuxedo. I'm wearing it, so you better take a good look at me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Reaching listeners in every country in the world. And today's show is The Glamour of Aging. I'm extrapolating from an article that I could have written it. I want you to hear me. You could be lying in bed, and you could kind of doze a little bit because I want to work with you subliminally. It's important, and I want you to get this. There is no debate. You can't even argue. It is important for us to realize that we are the creators of our lives, and that this creation is an inside job. Joy, for example, is something that does not come to us from some outside source. As many falsely believe, joy is a vibration, a way of being that comes from within. How could joy be outside of us? If it's outside of us, then we haven't embraced it. It ain't happening. It isn't there. We create joy from the inside out. I love doing talk radio. It's a joy for me to spend this hour of my life with you four times a week. Tuesday, Thursday at 11 a.m., Wednesday at 8 a.m., and on Friday at 6:30. Everything that happens to us comes from within. This holds true for all of the varieties of life. We have to become aware of our thinking. Thoughts are not just things, they are the creator of things. You have to watch how our thoughts manifest in our lives on the material plane. Then we begin to notice that we truly are creators of our own world. As we recognize the power and the presence of our higher power that dwells within and consciously use that infinite power, we see our lives changing. The golden thread unites all of us. We're all one. You want to change your life, change your thinking. You don't want to change your whole life. There just may be aspects of it. Now, I'm inviting you to look within and become aware of what is going on inside your thoughts and feelings. You can't bring good if you have toxic, negative thinking. It ain't going to happen. If you're experiencing anything that is not in harmony with what you want to experience, take a good look inside and notice what you may be thinking, feeling, and saying to yourself. Words that hurt, words that empower. I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm a survivor. You may find that the answer to the discordant experience is right where you are. Well, that may not always be the case, but it's a great place to start. Take the baby step. Make it a practice to go within, to experience the divinity of your being. From this space, create the world that works for you and for everyone. You can be glamorous as you age if you're holding on to hostilities and hate and you're competing and comparing, and you're jealous. We're all unique. We're not the same. Take the mirror. Tell yourself how divine you are. And truly believe it. Believe in yourself. How many of you are living in the past? Oh, we women are notorious for remembering every little nuance, every little let it go. If you're not living in the now, you're not living. If you're not paying to true homage to who you are, your life, then you're living your life according to someone else's dictates. You're not living, you're just existing. It's time to let go. You see, you cannot see the working, for it is as delicate as a butterfly's journey through a hurricane. And that's what I get when I speak to most people. They want to go back. Quickly tell me and then let it go. It doesn't serve you. Now, have you ever noticed a flock of birds sitting quietly on a small body of water, lake or inlet? Or on the telephone wires? Did you notice that they sit very still as if they had no thoughts at all? Then all of a sudden, they rise up and fly off as if in answer to some given signal. What do they sense? Is there an urge or instinct that they all share that says it's time to leave? Maybe the bigger question would be, is there such an inner signal within us? Now, there will be a time when we leave these bodies of ours, and maybe at least some of us will have a sense of this leaving, but there can be lots of leavings that do not involve physical transition. There's awareness and wisdom in knowing when it's time to let go. Come on, if when I go back in my time, backward, turn backward, O time in your flight, take me back to the early days in my life. Sure, there are things that I would change. Sure, there are things that I would do differently raising my adult children. But I can't do anything about it now but change the perception. Always do everything according to the gospel of life and living? No. But you know what? I have to share something with you. I had an epiphany. First of all, and I'm going to share this with you because we're partners. I have three adult children. Cindy is 60. Bill is 55, and Bob is 52. Where did the time go? And I tell them that I dislike them all equally, so don't even think that I have a favorite. But you know, adult children are so quick to criticize. No matter what mother I talk to, it seems that they don't target the fathers as much as they do the mothers. I guess it's because mom is always there, you know, the cook, chief cook, bottle washer, everything. I don't know how we survived. And then I was building my home-based business too. But anyway, I had an epiphany. You know that we do choose our parents. And I chose Ma and Pa Pawn to learn Pa's work ethics and my mother's natural talent for food and nutrition. Raised in an immigrant family, five of us, we learned how to compete. We learned tyranny. We learned how to work together. It was awesome. I chose my parents. And I apologized to them. I'm sorry I made you cry. I always had a better way. We were never spanked. I always had a better way. And Pa, I wish I had spent more time getting to know you. Thank you for being the role models. Thank you for my work ethics, and thank you for putting up with me, Ma Pawn. See, they didn't know they were getting precocious kids. So I looked at my three adult children, and it won't be long before I called them each, and they have to apologize to us. And it's going to blow them. What do you mean? Yeah, you're going to apologize to us because you chose your father and I as your parents, and we weren't prepared. When I talk about precocious kids, I mean brilliant, way ahead of their time. And we didn't know how to we didn't know how to cope. They didn't come with a business plan. It was a learning process for the Silver Fox and I. So all of you out there that are hearing me, you're going to ask your children for an apology. You did the very best you could. You had no idea how brilliant they were. And you want an apology. So then it's time to let go. Time to let the past just, unless you go back to it every little bit you know and it works for you, it's good to renew your passion. That's great. That's great. But you don't go down in the valley and you stay there for time in all eternity. No, 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 no. Backward, turn backward, oh time, in your flight. Take me back to the time in my life. Darlings, your higher power, God, whoever it is, always has good for us, and you, I truly believe this. Now, Ernest Holmes talks about his return to a university life. He said that he made and enjoyed a several-year friendship with one of the professors. Then recently, she stopped responding to my contacts, no reasons given. It pained me, but I came to realize that she was done with our friendship. People end things differently, and I was not going to know why. I could ruminate over it and be hurt, or I could let it go, which I did. Yeah, let them go. People come into our lives and stay for a little while. Others come in and leave footprints on our hearts, and we're never the same. Perhaps in our lives there is sometimes nothing to do but let go. Release is a great relief, a spiritual practice. It allows us to go to what lies ahead, clean, unfettered, with our eyes open anew. I clean house every 30 days, and I release people. I totally release them. You're listening to Live with Kathy, The Glamour of Aging. Who said you can't be sensational and sexy at ages 60 up to 85? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers, District Council of Chicago and vicinity. I married an iron worker. I love recognizing them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the characters of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron Workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. It's college affiliated. You have to get in touch with Iron Workers, ironworkers.org, and you have to qualify. It's a 4-year apprenticeship. Oh. They do everything top drawer, filet mignon, dame perignon. And the 4 years you're learning and you're earning, your pension is in place, and so is your health insurance. And then there is a CD out, Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession, and I open with the bombastic Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man and transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and recognizing the beautiful fluid movements of the female swan. And then there's Hoffman Estates Park District, 2009 National Gold Medal Award winners. Vika Cuff is the 50-plus director of the consortium. You don't have to be bored and lonely, darlings. They have the 50-plus where they're very glamorous as they're aging. It's all your choice. It's your choice. It's your choice. She's in the book Choices, Divine Interventions, 14 of us bared our soul and shared our tragedy, our triumphs with you to help you if you're ever confronted, and I know you are. And I want you to know that you're not alone. You get the book at Amazon.com, Author House and Barnes and Noble, and of course you could get it through me. Awesome. True stories. And photos of all of the gals. And the guys, ages 33 on up to late 80s. Tax Man Cometh, Greg McIntyre. Log on ahtax@ameritech.net. Aging and glamour, I just love it. Looks do matter. I will not become a wrinkled granny apple. Now, if you call me and you order the Procaine, the cream that I've been using for over 20 years that's going to de-stress your face, you'll get the book free, the e-book free. The cream is 2 ounces, $50, plus shipping and handling. All sales are final. It is so powerful that you apply it 3 times a week. Do you want to change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline? Get Edith Nam's book. That's it. Change to a positive mindset. You can get it at Amazon.com and Barnes and Noble. Home-based business. Do you want to be your own boss? Log on Leticia, LETECIA.com. I quit. She built her own home-based business today. She's getting checks in 4 figures every month, and she's pushing 80. A call to action calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. This is our year to reign supreme, the year to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together, we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. You're smart enough. You don't need a college education. If you want to fulfill your dreams and make money doing it, a home business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself. Do you have that fire in the belly desire? More people are becoming wealthy today from nothing. Starting from nothing, nada. No big investment. This could be you. It's pandemic. More women than ever are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. Log on to Leticia, LETECIA, .myshackley.com. Never, never give up on you. Pick up that mirror and tell yourself how marvelous you are. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Reaching listeners in any country around the world. And today's show is the glamour of aging. The whole show is about aging. Glamour. You want to throw in the towel? Go ahead. Do you want to be Krepina and Prosta? Go ahead. Krepina and Prosta, that is, if you just want to be a Baba Yaga and just an old lady, I don't care. Go ahead. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Oh, when I was 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. I was raised in an immigrant environment. My parents were among the many who made their way to America from Europe in the early 1900s. I saw those hardworking, overworked men and women struggle to survive, to keep their families together, and at the age of 30, they looked 50. I didn't know it then, but that was the beginning of my fascination with aging. I knew there had to be a way to grow older without looking old. Aging has been theorized, spiritualized, and intellectualized, but never glamorized. Who said you can't be 60 and sensationally glamorous throughout your entire life? Can you imagine from the world of classical ballet, haute couture to wife, mother, Nana, entrepreneur. How did I get from there to here? Most people ask me, and to be honest, I don't know. I think some of us come into this world with a fire in the belly desire to make a difference in people's lives. Many are selected. I was chosen. Classical ballet. At the age of 11, I auditioned and received a scholarship to a local ballet studio. Huh. And then about a year later, at the age of 12, I auditioned to go on the road with ballet revues performing at local and state fairs. The 5 years I toured were glorious. Times were gentler then. A child today couldn't have that experience. How lucky I was to have, my gym teacher, who took me by the hand, under her wing, and unsuspectedly opened many doors for me and opportunities. How glamorous are you? Do you give in to all of these advertisements on TV? America has a pandemic hold on youth. It's your choice. And another choice is brain power. It's essential to remaining young in your mind, body, and spirits. Oh, I love the baby boomers. Years ago, they said they weren't going to grow old, and I won't grow up. I won't grow up from Peter Pan. You're the captain of your life. How you chart your course, darlings, is up to you. My course is charted. I welcome new challenges. Associate and work with young people who reinforce my determination to keep on keeping on. I shall sing and dance till the very end. And make every moment count. It is a call to action. And I'm calling all of you men and women. The new aging paradigm. It redefines age. The dynamic, brilliant, healthy 60, 70-year-old, even 80-year-old is the new 40 and 50-year-old. And they're glamorous. They have a zest for life. Don't lose yours. You see, my mission is to help our nation's perception on and of aging. Raising awareness of the benefits of physical and mental exercises. To get America moving and to motivate and convince everyone that there's a quality of life you've only dreamed of and it's yours. It's attainable when you invest in you and live your life according to your gospel. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Hey, this is my story and I'm sticking to it. And remember to plan your glorious day. It's your choice. Until Tuesday, au revoir.